Final ball of the over, Anderson to Rohit, who drives. Oh. Beautiful, gorgeous shot down the ground. No need to run for that. All the way down to the boundary for four runs. Lovely way for Rohit Sharma to finish off that over. India 49 without loss. Is that square? And that is the 50 up for India. 50 without loss. So Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul, just a gentle punch of fists mid-wicket to congratulate each other. Job by no means done yet. India still trailing by 49 runs. In his Wokes, this is driven powerfully down the ground by Rahul with a flourish and all the way to the boundary for four more runs. Lovely way to finish off that over from Chris Wokes. Rahul on to 27 and India 55 without loss.
Final ball of this Robinson over, and this is full and driven nicely into the cover. That's going to be four runs. Beats Hamid there at point. Slightly overpitched outside off stump from Robinson. And KL Rahul just leaning into it. Wokes in, and this is pulled. Fine of square, of backward square. And I think he's just about managed to get six from that. It's gone all the way. But that is the shot that we know Rohit Sharma is susceptible to. But KL Rahul is the man to have taken it on this time. He's got six for it. He moves to 41. There's a man down there. He's at, where is he? I think he's almost fine leg on the boundary. That was too fine. Fallen to England, the first wicket of the morning. Have they got their man?
I don't think Rahul is too concerned. I think his bat has come through, and I think flicked maybe the back flap of his back foot pad. Yeah.
That does appear to be what happened. England heard something. So immediately they wanted to review.
Oh.
But now we're having a quick look, and it looks as though not only did KL Rahul flick his pad, but did he flick also the ball at the same time? I don't think so. I still think it's hit the bat.
No, he's overturned it.
He has.
So two noises, isn't it? That's what it was. He did flick his back pad, but he also feathered the nick as well. Interestingly, Rahul's reaction was very confident. He didn't think he'd hit it.
I still think he doesn't think he hit it. I still think that he's beat. I think KL Rahul is walking off the pitch thinking that he's been given out to what he believes was a flick of the pad.
The wrong spike.
Either way, England have their first wicket.
Yeah.
It's KL Rahul. He's fallen for 46. And India now, at the end of that over, the 34th over, are 83 for one.
Final ball of the over then. Robinson is full and Pujara drives beautifully past extra cover and all the way to the boundary for four runs. Well, as you say, he's not going to miss out on juicy half volleys, and that certainly was one. Dispatched to the boundary by Pujara. He moves on to five. India 88
for one. Away from us, and this one is cut nicely into the covers by Pujara. That was a beautiful shot. A bit of width on offer there from Overton. It's four runs. It's spliced between the two fielders at point and at cover. And that, all the fielder now can do is go and fetch it. It really is one of those. That was sublime there from Pujara. He moves to 9, India 98 for 1, so one away from parity. And Pujara playing his shots. By Rohit Sharma, and that's another 4, along the ground to square leg, vacant square leg area. There was a fielder out at fine leg on the boundary, but that was far too straight. And that one, at the moment, Craig Overton, who's taken over from Robinson from the Vauxhall end, his line, his length is all over the place. Rohit moves to 47, India 107 for 1.